Now, this may sound too fluffy or too emotive for a business podcast, but believe me, how you communicate in business is a direct reflection of your brand. So many businesses, not just small businesses like Etsy, but other businesses, like if you're a realtor or if you have an MLM, there's a lot of competition in that space. So what makes you stand out? What makes someone want to choose you to do business with? A lot of it has to do with how you communicate. Your direct interactions with customers is a direct reflection of your brand. So what is that one thing that's so important with how you communicate? Stay tuned. You're listening to the Social Media Mompreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Marilena Lamp, and it is my purpose to help you increase your online presence and grow your revenue with tangible and inexpensive online marketing tips. This is episode number 15. Do this one thing to improve your communication. Whether you took a communication course in college or you've read books on how to communicate, or maybe you've even gone to a therapy session that helps you communicate in a relationship, or you just listen to other podcasts about communication, there's really one underlying theme that everything boils down to, and it is communicating with love and respect. Now, again, I know this sounds like, how can this possibly translate to a business podcast? But hear me out on this. In business, love and respect are synonymous with being considerate and having compassion for your customers. We want our customers to like us, right? So it's learn how to communicate with them. Of course, there's other ways to communicate that will get the job done, and this can be whether an internal communication or maybe in a personal relationship. How many times have someone demanded something from you or was irate about it and really angry? And so you knew that you had to do it immediately, or you had to talk to them about whatever the uncomfortable topic was. You got that thing done. So in that sense, it was effective. But let me ask you this. How likely were you to do that again because you really cared for the person and you thought that they were treating you right in the situation? Most of the time, you're not going to want to do it. So you'll do it that one time, but you know, you've taught yourself a lesson that you don't really want to work for that person anymore, or you're going to avoid whatever mistake it was made in order to not be in that situation again. So while being demanding and having a very strict tone with someone or putting pressure on them or threatening them can get the job done, it's really not the long-term way to keep people happy. As business owners, we need to have the mindset of, how can I help my customers and potential customers? What can I do to serve you? As opposed to, I'm only here to make money, or I only have this mindset of greed, of just give me your paycheck and be done with it. That might work in the short term, not going to keep you happy in the long term, right? It's not going to keep your customers happy or have them come back or recommend you for other people. So having this mindset of, how can I help you? How can I serve you? Really requires that you're listening to your customers, and listening in the sense of actively understanding what they're saying. Understand before being understood. Let me say that again. Understand before being understood. That is such a valuable lesson, not just in a business relationship, but also in personal relationships. Now, there's many different types of listening. For example, you could say, well, I listen because I don't interrupt. Well, that's good. That's a very good start. But how many times when you're having a conversation are you constantly thinking, oh, well, that's, wait, no, but, and you're not actually interrupting it, but all you're constantly doing while they're talking is forming your response to what they're saying. So yeah, you could say that you're listening, but here's an even better way to do it. Look for the nonverbal cues. Figure out what their emotions are. I know that's not always easy to do when you're not face-to-face with someone, but a lot of times when you're having an email conversation or a phone conversation, you can still kind of grasp the tone of an email or the tone of the message or the tone of the voicemail. So try to understand where this person is coming from. When you are responding to this person that you're talking to, ask them questions about what they said. So it's not just immediately finding the solution or immediately defending yourself or immediately telling them that they're wrong. you're asking them, oh, well, why did you feel that way? Or can you tell me more about why that happened? Or a lot of times, one thing to understand is that person is being put under pressure by someone else. So they are simply the messenger of something. And to understand the position that they are coming from before you get defensive or you respond to what they're saying. Part of having respect in a conversation is giving someone your undivided attention. Now, I know many people think, well, I can multitask. I can be on my phone while I'm listening. And while I'm going to question whether how true that is, it's also just disrespectful to the person that you're talking to. It sends them the message that what you're saying to me is not that important because I have other things to do. Put your phone down, look them in the eye, and have that conversation with them. Even if you think you can have it while doing other things, the message that you're sending them is disrespect. Another way to respect them is to affirm what they're saying, such as, so what I hear you say is that that was a really difficult spot for you to be in and you need my help to change it. Or you can say something like, wow, that must be really difficult for you. Or I can understand why that is really frustrating for you. A lot of times people just want to be heard. They want their feelings to be validated. More often than not, they're not there to solve a problem, although that is a good mindset for you to have. They really just want to be heard that they had a frustrating situation or that they feel a certain way about something. And sometimes just being heard is all that they're looking for. Many times they're just going to want you to hear what they are saying and they're going to like you for that even though you kind of didn't really do anything besides just listen to them. Another way to approach a conversation or communication with love and respect is you don't always have to be right. You don't always have to be right. And that applies to business. That applies to personal relationships. I remember my dad telling me this when I was a teenager, and man, has it stuck. In fact, little tangent here, in his Father of the Bride speech at our wedding, the one thing I remember him saying, and I think it's the one thing my husband also remembers him saying, is you can be happy or you can be right. And man, it's so true. Of course, there's going to be times when you're talking to someone and you just know that they're totally off. Or maybe you see it from a different point of view, or maybe you remember it differently. If the case is, letting them be right is more beneficial than telling them that they're wrong, then just let it be. You can internally disagree with them. You can internally know that, oh my gosh, they are so wrong. But that's okay. Let it just be. You don't need to bring it up to their attention. People don't like to be told that they're wrong. People don't like to feel like they're being attacked. When someone feels like they're being attacked, they're going to attack back. What good is that? A lot of times, approaching a communication conversation with love and respect basically means that you have internal peace with that conversation. You don't always have to be right. You don't always have to tell the other person that they're wrong. You can just both agree to disagree with your mindset. Now, of course, there are going to be cases where the person is wrong and it needs to be brought up. Maybe it's you, maybe it's them, whatever it is, it needs to be brought up so it doesn't happen again, or because it's detrimental to your business or whatever. In that case, the way to approach that conversation is to have a problem-solving mindset. So let's say that your manufacturer gave you the wrong product or shipped at the wrong date and it arrived much later than what you expected. There's obviously some discrepancy in communication there, regardless of where it happened. Instead of blaming the person, it is important to pinpoint it so that you know to not make that mistake again and to problem solve. Okay, so what can we do now? Can you get the product to me tomorrow, or can we come pick it up? Or is it possible to ship directly to the end user? So think of ways to solve the problem instead of dwelling on the past mistake. Of course, it's important to know what that mistake was so that you're able to avoid that in the future. Maybe that's putting more writing in your contract, or maybe that is being more communicative about that, or maybe it's just to not go through them again, as an example. But approaching it with the mindset of solving the problem is going to be beneficial to your communication. A lot of times with awkward conversations, I like to start it off with a question. So some of you know I am a full-time high school math teacher, and there's so many awkward conversations with teenagers and parents, let me tell you. And it really comes with practice to have those conversations gracefully and respectfully and eloquently. And one tactic that I have learned and use almost daily is to start with a question. So we'll have student and parent meetings where the student is just failing miserably. And I know they're not doing homework. I know they're on their phone during class all day, but maybe the student has thrown me under the bus telling them that I can't teach or whatever. And so in that meeting, I always start off with a question to the student. So tell me how you're feeling about things. That way, I'm not directly attacking them. That way, I'm making sure that they feel validated in how they're feeling. Sometimes the student will be very blunt and will come to the decision themselves that they're not doing as much as they should, or that they feel like they're not comfortable to talk to me. So at least it's the student projecting that instead of me attacking them with that information. So starting off the conversation with a question allows you to validate their feelings. It also allows you to listen to what they have to say. Maybe there's things that you didn't know about that's going on at home, or that happened the previous year, or that's happening in class that you're just not aware of. So hearing what they have to say allows you to understand their point of view, and it also allows you to respond to some of those things or maybe build on it or at least come from a greater place of empathy. I hope that all of this was really helpful for you. I would absolutely love to hear what resonated with you, or maybe hear what you want to hear more of, or maybe what you just don't really care for. If you could send me a message on Instagram, I am at Social Media Mompreneur. Please find me, follow me, I will follow you back. Send me a message. What do you like about this? What do you want to hear more of? I would absolutely love to hear that. Until next time, happy communicating with love and respect.